What's that? Oh, we got Norm on the hotline. Okay, great.
All right.
Morning, Norm.
Good morning, musers.
How are you?
Oh, great. I heard you talking about my poetry.
What?
What?
I heard you talking about my poetry.
Yeah, your poetry.
Oh, your poetry, yeah.
Oh, yes. And as a matter of fact, then obviously I wrote those quite some time ago.
Right.
1970.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was interesting stuff.
Times change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have.
We've all probably gotten a little bit older since then.
What do you mean, probably?
But I have a new book of poems coming out.
You do?
Oh.
It's called Poems About Birds and Other Stuff. Published by the P1 Press.
I want to work on that title a little
bit. Look for it on Amazon.
Okay.
I want everyone to enjoy my poetry because when it comes to my interest, poetry is probably first. A lot of people don't know that.
Really?
It probably ranks poetry, sports, sexual assault, and then maybe hanging out with friends or something.
Gosh, Norm.
What was number three?
I don't know. No one remembers. It was so long ago.
Right.
I said that. Would you like me to read my poems for you?
Wow, you've got some poems?
Oh. Yes. Would you like the title poem of the book?
Sure.
It's called Birdie.
Okay.
Birdie, you are so sweet. Watching you preen is such a treat. I love to see you in the tree and naked in the bird bath too.
Naked?
That's why I'm sorry, little birdie, that I have to crush the life out of you.
Oh my God.
I'm here to die, you damn bird.
So a lot of your poems are about killing birds.
Yeah, that's kind of a whole genre I invented, actually. But I also wrote some poems about some people I've known. This poem's called Bullet Bob.
Oh, no.
Bob, you used to run so fast, but now you're in the ground at last.
At last?
Your favorite reindeer was certainly Donner. Don't forget I got you in the Ring of Honor. Sometimes at night, I wish the ground would open up and you would walk out and say, "What's up?" But I don't think that's going to happen because you're dead, pal. So dead.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a beautiful poem, Norm.
Thank you.
Just beautiful.
This poem's called Frito.
Okay.
Frito, I love your meato. Mm. Your chest is broad and your brow is strong. If you were Chinese, I'd love your Wong. If that was your name. You are fat and hate the illegals. You're homophobic and won't pet male beagles. Good, Mark. Without you, I don't know where I'd be. Probably gay in a gutter somewhere.
Oh, my gosh. Norm.
So, Frito, I love you more than any old gal. A simple word of gratitude. Thanks, pal.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
that was beautiful,
that's
Norm.
Nice.
Like that one?
Yeah, this is Norm with his poetry here.
This poem is called Johnny. Mm. It's about a friend. Johnny, it's been a long time since we talked. Our friendship never balked. With you as a friend, I hit a home run because we had so much fun. But now that I'm still alive and you've met our Lord, I can proudly say to you, scoreboard. Scoreboard. Thank you.
I'm distancing.
Come on, one of my gribs! You want one of my gribs?
Sure, go ahead.
What's the matter, George?
Nothing.
Let's talk about groups. Roses are red, violets are blue, both are the colors of your ass when I'm finished with you.
Your poems are out
awful.
There, Norm.
Yeah, poems about birds and other stuff, P1 Press. And finally, I'll leave you with one I like to call girlfriend.
Okay.
Dear lover, your breath is so beautiful coming out of the knife wound that I put in your side.
I'm in.
All right, we're very sorry about that. Norm with his poetry here on the ticket.